Everybody's happy to be back in yeshiva with structure, and this is the Chorev Zman. You know, some of you have the schus to be the whole Zman, some of you part of the Zman, but no matter how long you're here for, let's try to make the best of every single day and every single Seder, and every single shir that you go to. So there's a lot in these parashiyos to discuss, but I'd like to focus on one pasuk. And perhaps from that pasuk build a few yisodos in life. It's not part of the main plot of the story, the pasuk that I'm going to focus on, but there's so much there that I believe it'll help us for life. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach to bring different types of animals. So the pasuk says, you should bring the behemos that are tahoros, and the behemos that are einena tahora. Now, growing up in Fairlawn in Rabbi Yudin's shul, so he was always fond of asking the question, how many extra letters or how many extra words are there in the Torah? And the answer is there are zero. But if I would be writing the Torah, I would say, why waste the word einena tahora? Why waste the word einena? Just write, bring in the tahor animals and the animals that are tmeos. Behemot tmea. Just say behemot tmea. So instead of Tahora, just write Tamea. The Torah goes out of its way to write Inanna Tahora. The Torah does this in other places as well. In Parsha Shemini, when it discusses the laws of Kashrus, so it discusses the Chazir, the pig, and also the Gomal, and it says Mafris Parsha Shosa Shesa, which means it has split hooves. And then it says Aval Inanna Malagera. It doesn't chew its cud. Therefore, it's not kosher. So hey. Why tell me that it's Mafris Parasov Shosa Ashesa? It has a perfectly split hoof, and then tell me, oh yeah, but it's still not kosher. Again, you see this idea. The Torah seems to be adding extra words that are totally unnecessary. You tell me that the Chazir is not kosher, just tell me it's not Malagera, and that's it. So we know from last year, Dav Kimmel and Pesachim, that the Torah likes to use Lashon Nekiyah. Lashon Nekiyah, clean language. Now, that's one element I want to talk about. That the barometer of a Ben Torah, and we know it, we'll see in a few weeks, right? When Yitzchak says, "Hayidayim de Esav, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Hayidayim de Esav," so it's not just the physical voice, the sound of his voice, the way he was talking, it was Baruch Hashem. The way a Ben Torah relates to the world, the way it relates to his friends, his family, is in a matter of speech. What kind of words do we use? What kind of tone do we use? And that's the first message that you see from the way the Torah uses its words. Lashon Nekiyah. Tell you a very scary Gemara in Ksuvos. Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Ches says, "Kol Menavel Piv Moti Dover Nevel." If somebody talks not nicely, what happens to him? Afilu Nechtam Lo Gzardino Shel Shivim Shana Letova. Even if a person was decreed to have 70 years of goodness, Ne'epach olav l'ra, it's transformed into bad. You see, the power, it's not one of the, you know, nivel peh. It's not the gimel chamuros. It's not neser sedibros. But seemingly, it's quite a significant avera if it's going to take 70 years of goodness and transform it into badness. And you also see in the Geras Ramban, the Ramban writes to his son. The first opening line after Shema B'ni Musa Avicha V'Atitosh Torah Simecha, Tisnaig Tomit L'daber B'nachas Kol Dvarecha L'chol Adam B'chol Eis. That's step number one. The Aleph of Midos is the way you talk. Because that's how you relate to people. That's how you daven. That's how you learn. So you see from the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us, don't say Tameh in the Torah if you don't have to. The Torah does use the word Tameh, right? When it wants to tell you something, halacha l'maisa, and it wants to tell you something's not kosher, something's Tameh, run away. The Torah is not, doesn't shy away from using the word Tameh. But when it doesn't need to, it's come to tell you something else. So the Torah dafka goes on and says, no, einana tahora. Know how to speak, know how to talk. I'm teaching you how to talk. And then when you speak benachas, then you don't get angry. How do you not get angry? If you're always accustomed to talking nicely in tone and in words, you don't get to kaas. And what happens if you save yourself from kaas? You have the humility. And says the Ramban, and another is Hatovu Mikol Hatov. Shehi Midotovu Mikol Midos Tovus. Another is the foundation, the best meal of all Midos. If you have humility, if you realize that you're not better than anybody else, that everything that you have is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can start serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. We know those of you that went on the Tiyul, you know, we had the choice of 40 different Midos that we thought were primary, and Anova was, you know, in the top 2 or top 3 of everybody's choices, because that's where it all begins, based on the Ramban, but also based on Metzias. If you're a humble person, then you can be an Eved Hashem. If you're a humble person, you can have good relationships with your family and your friends. If you have Anova, so you're able to learn. If you don't have Anova, you can't learn, you can't do anything. Because everything's coming to you, and you know everything. So that's one akuda of how to talk. Of what we learn out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using the terminology of Einena Tahora versus Tamea. There's another nekuda though. And that is, I believe it's pointed out in the Medrash in Parsha Shemini, why did the Torah go out of its way to say Mafris Parsha of Shoshas Shesa? Not just for a language purpose, but also for the element of focusing on the positive. You see, the Torah focuses on the positive. It doesn't go and tell you, okay, the chazir is not good because it doesn't chew its cud. No, it tells you, you know what? The chazir, the pig, has milus. And this animal that's not going to be, right, only from the tummy animals, you're only going to save two, one zachar and one nekeva, right? So Torah doesn't say, oh, right away, oh, it's tummy. No, we say it nicely, meaning we focus on the positive. And that, I believe, is really found in the Mishnah Novus. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, I just lost the page. Oh, here we go. What are the best midas to have? Right? What's the best way? A person wants to figure out what should he focus on in life? What should be his foundation? Okay? So the machlokes, the 5-way machlokes. The Rosh says, Ein Tova. Mishnah says, Chaver Tov. Rishi says, Shachin Tov. Shimon says Haroas and Olad. Relaza says Lev Tov. And what's the conclusion? Amalehem, Roanias Diver Relaza Menarach Shabuchal Devarav Devarichem. What's the most important of all 5? Lev Tov. And listen to what the Rebbeinu Yonah says about Lev Tov. We can read it inside. Rebbeinu Yonah, I believe, is quoting the Rambam. Shazos he malas tikkun hamidos lefisha deos shel adam nivyos min halev. Everything, all his deos come out from the heart. Zichron levracha. If your heart is good, if you have a positive heart, a good heart, all of his midos are straight, and all of his knowledge is correct. He's happy with his lot, and he connects to good people. He only desires things that have a purpose. And he quotes from Remeir, that what does it mean, Lev Tov? Midas haratzon, your will. Because a person is a savlon, he's patient, and it's a ruch, he's not short-tempered. Misrachim midas hakas, meshiv manerach, he responds softly, av ki yasol dovar ra yisblei over inmar b'fihu. Everything's Lev Tov, everything's good. Right? If a person always sees the glasses half full, not half empty, he rolls with the punches, he doesn't get excited, he always focuses on the positive. Ki chiku mamtakim v'chul machamadim. It's all sweet and it's all delicious. That's what a Lev Tov, meaning if a person has a Lev Tov, if he's a positive person, if he looks in the Milas and he doesn't look in the Chasronos in other people and also in himself, so then he has the foundation to develop all the good Midos, and then Mimela, he just becomes a complete person. So that's what we have to mirror, we have to really learn that from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the way Kadosh Baruch Hu approaches the Chazir. Listen, it has Milas. It's Mafras Pasav Shosel Shesa. I'm not going to call this tummy animal going into the table. I'm not going to call him Tumea. I'm going to focus on the positive. He's in the Anot Torah. I'm not going to focus on the negative. And that's such a tremendous lesson in life. You walk around life, and you sometimes feel it in yourself. You feel you're looking down on that one. You're looking down on that one. You're always finding the bad in that one. And you know deep down inside, it's because you're not happy. You don't have that Lev Tov. You haven't developed that Lev Tov enough. And the more you develop it, the more you'll see it. You say, wow, I have a good heart. And it happens all the time. And I just want to share with you, I know I said this last year, but I think it's such an unbelievable vort that's so important to mention. I want to say it again. I know some people who came last year heard this before. in Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that if an animal is taraf, right, basar basada trefa, right, which essentially means that one of your animals was torn apart, and therefore didn't undergo proper shechita, so you can't eat it, right? So what do you do with it? The Torah tells us the kelav tashlichon osav, throw it to the dogs. Say it, throw it to the dogs. So Rashi says, why are you throwing it to the dog? So Rashi explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives schar to everybody, and since the dog didn't bark when we leave him in Mitzrayim, they didn't cause trouble. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them the schar that they're allowed to, you know, we're going to give them the nevela that we can't eat. We're going to leave it to the dog. Says the Das of Kenan Bali Tosos, an unbelievable thing. He says, who is the dog that you're feeding this nevela to? You know who that dog is? You know what they use dogs for? Dogs are like the guardians. They're the guards. They're the showmen. Of who? Of the sheep. So a person has his dog guarding his sheep, and what happened that day? Obviously, if we have a torn apart sheep, the sheep was devoured by some sort of a fox came, and the dog didn't do its job. The dog didn't do its job. Mela. That's why the sheep was torn apart, and the sheep is now dead. And that's why he can't eat it. He can't use it anymore. It's done. Finished. So what would our instinct say? Let's punish the dog. You messed up today, Mr. Dog. You didn't guard the sheep properly today. And that's why this sheep will not be able to be used for wool anymore. I don't know if that's true. Maybe you could use the wool. I won't be able to eat this sheep. I won't be able to harvest this sheep. I won't be able to have the sheep anymore. It's done, finished. I can't get any on off from it. Can't eat anymore. So therefore, Mr. Dog, you messed up today. I'm punishing you. Says the Torah, no. Focus on the positive. Until today, this dog has been performing properly. Mamish, the dog has been performing properly. So you shouldn't forget that. Focus on the positive. Don't focus on the one day he messed up. Focus on all the days he's been positive, all the days that he's been good for you. And give him the nevela, even though he messed up today. It's such a powerful yisod. You have that in friends. You have that with people. You have it all the time. A guy's been your friend for years. Today he messed up. He wasn't nice to you. Whatever it is. You can write him off and say, hey, I'm writing you off. Or you can focus on the positive. What did he do for you yesterday? What did he do for you last week? What did he do for you last month, last year? Okay, he's been with you the whole time. You're going to write him off? You can apply that to any interpersonal relationship. Focus on the positive. That's what the Torah is telling us. And if you focus on the positive, you have the Lev Tov, you saw the Rambam, you saw the Rabbeinu Yonah, that's it. The Mishnah is the Tanoim. Ayin Tov, right? What was Shochein Tov? What's the foundation? It's all about Lev Tov, having a good heart, which essentially means focusing on the positive. And if a person focuses on the positive and sees positive in anything, he'll be happy. And if he's happy, his whole life changes. Person, right, we know Tochacha. Why did Hashem do all this talking about the Tochacha and how devastating they were? Why? Tachas Hashem Avadatas Hashem Elokecha B'simcha U'v'tovo Yavav Mirov Kol. You know, we're happy. Person's happy, he's B'simcha, he can accomplish anything. Chaim V'lojner writes in the 6th parak of Avos, that a person who learns Torah 1 hour b'simcha, it's better than learning the whole day without simcha. Simcha is the foundation of everything. We also see, we can plug this back into the parasha. If a person's happy with what's going on in life, if a person's happy with himself, he's happy with what he has, he's sameach b'chelko, what doesn't he do? He doesn't steal. It's fascinating to note, that what was the makor patish? What was the final straw that broke the camel's back, that brought the marble? Gezel, thievery. I don't like what I have. I have to steal from you. I don't. If I'm not happy with what I have, I steal from you. What happens? The world gets destroyed. So just to review, einena tahira means what? It means how do we talk? We talk like a bentora. We don't talk disparagingly about people. We don't talk not nicely. We don't use bad words. We don't talk in a bad tone of voice, number one. Number two, we focus on the positive. A person focused on the positive his entire life, he'll be led to he won't have kas, he'll have a novel, he'll be led to simcha, and then he can accomplish in this world. Good Shabbos.